By the way, you can create your own. If you're wondering how to practice this, first of all, they have software we could do it, I think, where you can do chords. Or you can just create your own by recording yourself playing a bunch of chords and then writing down what you played, and then some other day you go back and try and figure it out. It's really nothing you can't do at home. All right, here we go. Next example. All right, next example. It looks like he's got it in record time. What do you think it is?
It's the C dominant 7.
Yeah, C7 is right. Not to toot my own horn, but let me just point out that your use of the step-by-step diagnosing the root in the last two examples made the whole process go much faster. You found the A major 7 right away and the C7 right away. If you come up with another system, that's fine. But I think it's good that you did it like that. Great, so that's C7. How'd you get it so quick? Like, how'd you know what kind of C it was?
I heard it wasn't major.
Wasn't major?
Yeah, it was major, but with a 7.
Alright, so you just heard that? Like, did it come all at once, or did you have to diagnose each interval?
To confirm it, I had to diagnose each interval.
Sorry. Yeah, because sometimes they just come all at once, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You want that to happen, and then you confirm that you're right. Good, next.